New research from Curtin University has revealed that 1 in 5 farmers are at risk of social isolation. The findings come in time for this year's Mental Health Week, which runs until Saturday, and highlights the mental health of WA farmers and how financial stress is a major contributing factor to their higher anxiety levels. To tell us more about the study, we're joined by lead researcher Michaela Reith-Muller from Curtin University's School of Population Health. Thanks for joining me on The Record this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So the mental health of farmers is not something we hear a lot about. What drew you to focusing on this area?
So I grew up in the country, coming from a family background of farming. So both sides of my parents have farming backgrounds. So yeah, I've been really interested in that sort of area and yeah, having grown up around it. And my dad's an agricultural engineer, so working in the Department of Ag, so all of that sort of led me to being very interested in understanding what's going on for farmers, because they are, it's a very unique occupation in that it's very hard, long hours, and very complex as we get into sort of more modern farming as well, becoming a more complex industry.
Yeah, just think about all the things farmers have to do, no matter if it's with livestock or with crops. It never feels like there's an end to their day. So it's quite interesting that you've found some very interesting facts from this research.
Yeah, very much so. There's so much. We looked at a broad array of coping strategies and stresses, so what they do to cope as well, because that's also important in terms of understanding how that can impact on mental health. And so, yeah, as mentioned before, one of the main things that came out was the risk of social isolation, and also that financial pressure and the financial anxiety that can be created.
So can you tell us about how you went about researching their mental health and what contributed to it?
Yeah, so first off, we started with some interviews last year. So we interviewed farmers from across WA, and to get an understanding of what's going on for WA farmers. And then from there, we worked with a community advisory committee to develop an online survey. And so this survey is a longitudinal survey, so it's done over 12 months. So we released the first survey this time last year. The second one came out in April, May of this year. And then the final one is actually out now and is available to complete now. And so that online survey is just a self-report survey where they just fill it out online. And, we're looking at the moment to get everyone who completed the first survey back to do the last survey, but also anyone who missed out last year who wasn't able to take part can also join this year.
So were there specific age groups or type of farming that you looked at for this?
No, we looked for all farmers across WA, mm-hmm. all age groups, and we've ended up with predominantly broadacre farmers, but we've got ages ranging from 22 years up to 77 years for farmers.
Oh, wow. So quite a wide variety of experience there.
Yeah, very much so.
So tell us a bit about results. We've both mentioned that you found financial stress was a large impact on farmers' mental health.
Yeah, so particularly found that increased the more financial pressure, the more anxiety. And so obviously this is particularly important for farmers because financial stability is dependent on a number of factors that are outside of farmers' control. For example, the weather, commodity markets, and as we've seen this year, increases in input costs with fertiliser, fuel, trying to get workers, shortage of workers from COVID. So all of that is increasing pressure financially, which is then, as we're finding from these results, increasing anxiety as well.
Was this a surprise at all, or did you go into this survey with your background and this research knowing that that one might be one of the large contributors?
So we had sort of an idea, I guess, but not particularly focused specifically on finance. We were really interested just to see from the ground up sort of what does come out as being the most important factors, because oftentimes the first thing people think about is the weather. And so like drought programs and things like that, is that the important part we should be focusing on, or is there other things going on? And that's what we really want to assess here.
So what other impacts were there on the rising anxiety levels?
So from what we found, it appears to be one of the main coping strategies that farmers would use would be self-distraction. So sort of trying to take the mind off things by doing more work. Oftentimes they work harder when they're frustrated or anxious. They're doing more work, which actually then leads to more anxiety. But we did find, importantly, also that seeking social support and having social support and strong family relationships is really important for mental health, because stronger family relationships is associated with better mental health outcomes.
It's quite interesting that you said that, considering from what I read of your research, that you also found that 1 in 5 farmers are at risk of social isolation.
Yes, yeah, that's another fact that we've come out, and that obviously could be impacted on potentially by what we found with our interviews and interviewing participants, but population decline in communities, and as communities get smaller, you have less neighbours close by. But what we're finding also is that there's a lot of resilience in farming communities, and they're really good at banding together and coming together and forming informal groups, such as, for example, the hashtag 6Bs for men. There's also women in farming groups. The grower groups are really good. They're all engaging and getting farmers together, which is really important for that sort of social support and connection. And even the venturing into the online space, so online with Twitter and that sort of space, is a very important social connection there. A lot of the time they're on Snapchat or Twitter or TikTok nowadays. So getting involved and keeping in touch with people that way.
And definitely over the last few years with the pandemic, we've seen those social groups online and community groups explode and grow as well.
Yeah, I think understanding has increased around what farmers deal with on a day-to-day, like the isolation that farmers have dealt with is now becoming more understandable when we had lockdowns and things like that, because farmers are used to working long hours by themselves. And I think other people got sort of a taste of what it was like for what social isolation risks are.
You're listening to On the Record. I'm joined by Michaela Reith-Muller from Curtin University, and we're discussing new findings into farmers' mental health. Have you seen from your research many farmers accessing mental health services?
So that is something we also looked at assessing, and we're finding that some of them, they were accessing, we've sort of divided into informal formal services and community level services. We're finding that farmers were accessing services, however, there were some structural barriers in place for things such as time and distance, which also potentially due to community decline, having less services available. But there is still farmers prefer sort of face-to-face contact with services, and that there was a range of informal supports that were just as important, like I mentioned before, those sort of informal get-togethers, the grower group get-togethers, the crop tours, the 6Bs, the online Twitter sort of thing, that sort of informal group is really important for having that sort of barrier or that sort of bridge between the informal to formal services, and sort of that potentially preventative. If we can get people talking to each other first, then we can sort of potentially prevent it going further and having to require some more serious interventions after.
And now previous research has mostly been focused on eastern states farmers. Will you at some point compare with the results from over eastern, see what the difference is between WA farmers and eastern states farmers?
Yes, it's a difficult question to answer in that we're, with our study, what we're looking at, there are certain measures that we've used compared to other studies, and obviously as well different populations will have different, so particularly over there they've got things such as irrigation, that's an area that they look at. But yeah, we will look into results comparing us to eastern states and seeing if there's similarities or differences between us.
And as I said before, it is Mental Health Week, a week where we discuss mental health and reach out to people and find out what services are available. Why is it important that we highlight and understand the impacts on a farmer's mental health?
Well, farming, and particularly for WA, farming is a large industry for us. So we export 80% of our farming produce. So it's a really important industry for WA. And so supporting and working with our farmers to make sure that they're doing well and coping okay, all those sorts of things is important to keep farming families going for Australia.
And for farmers, as well as people who may know someone who is involved in the farming industry, how can we and them support and manage higher level of anxiety?
So that's comes through those sort of social connection that we found, having social connections, social networks, just checking in on people. If you haven't heard from someone for a while, just checking on them, vice versa. And, sort of social connection is what we found is really important in that. But also when it gets to the point where things are, very anxious and you're very stressed, we're finding that it's better to get help earlier. So like we talked about with that self-distraction, rather than distracting yourself, actually go and seek help earlier, because that will therefore reduce the anxiety. So seeking help earlier will reduce anxiety as well.
And now for this research, you said it's still going. You've just released your final survey for people to get involved with and fill out. What information do you hope to get from this round of surveys?
Yeah, so this one being the final one, after 12 months, we really are hoping to assess the change over time. So particularly considering last year we had financial come out as a major risk factor, then now is that the same still this year? So because farming changes so much season to season and year to year, is there differences over 12 months? And so that will also inform service providers if they're going to develop finance programs and then we find out 12 months later that finance isn't the main concern, something else is, then they need to be flexible in that sense.
And then once all the data analysis is done, what will be next for the research? Will it be supporting those local and formal services?
Yes, very much so. In terms of providing them with our results and supporting them, we've got partnerships with some organisations through our connections from the interviews and so forth. And so, yeah, really providing them with an understanding of what farmers need and what the sort of gaps are.
We've been talking all about this really interesting research that you're the lead researcher of from Curtin University. But just to end off this morning, for those listening who are a farmer or know someone who is a farmer, how can people access this survey and help you with your research?
So they can go to our website, www.farmerwellbeing.net, and there's a link to the survey on that. Well, I'm also on Twitter at farmerwellbeing, and I also have a Facebook page as well, WA Farmers Mental Health and Wellbeing Study.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show, Michaela, and telling us all about your research and the importance of looking into farmers' mental health.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. That was lead researcher Michaela Reith-Muller from Curtin University's School of Population Health, sharing with us her research into WA farmers, the challenges they face, and how it's been found that financial stress is a key risk factor for anxiety.